Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So once again, it's my absolute pleasure to speak to the Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem. It's not every day that we get to speak to a person such as that. Fleur Hassan Nachum is Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, in charge of foreign relations, economic development and tourism. Shalom, Fleur. Thank you for talking to us on Chai FM again.
My pleasure. Lovely to be back.
Lovely to be back. Serious things are happening. I've got to tell you, as a South African Jew, if I read a report saying that Amnesty International has found Israel to be an apartheid state, both in and out of the green line, it's like somebody taking a knife and sticking it into me. I can't imagine how you're feeling. What is the reaction in and amongst the circles that you move in?
Well, firstly, I think it's an insult to the suffering of the South African people when you take a term that meant something very specific, you know, when in South Africa, black people were discriminated against. I couldn't go to the same places, couldn't live in the same neighborhoods, could not ride in the same areas of the bus, could not have the same job opportunities. To take that term that has been so painful for the South African people and to try and falsely impose it on a situation that does not approach any of what the South African black community suffered is cultural appropriation, is historical appropriation, and is completely unacceptable. That's the first point. The second point is, of course, that it's nowhere near the truth. Israel is a democracy. It's a country of law and order. It's a country that that defends and preserves the status of minorities in its constitution. And what they've done is they've kind of taken the whole of this, of Israel, they've bunged in all of the Palestinian Authority territories, which are run by the Palestinian Authority, and they make no distinction between an Israeli Arab, a Palestinian under the Palestinian Authority, a Jerusalemite resident, Arab resident of East Jerusalem. They've kind of conflagrated everybody together without any regard to the different laws that apply and the different statuses that apply to the different populations because of the resident status, because of the national status. And so, first of all, it's just inaccurate legally and it's inaccurate historically. Secondly, it's actually very, I believe, libelous to accuse Israel of not taking care of its minorities, which it does. How can you even talk about apartheid when you have Arab citizens of the state of Israel in the high court, judges, lawyers, doctors, heads of hospitals, heads of departments, politicians, political parties? I mean, how can you even, you know, put that and apartheid in the same sentence? It makes absolutely no sense.
It almost makes one feel that it's crossed a line and it's actually become an anti-Semitic report. I mean, everything that is contained in the International Holocaust definition of anti-Semitism seems to be what they are contravening here. Is there nothing that can be done from a legal perspective about a report like this?
Well, I definitely agree with you. I think that it has crossed over to anti-Semitism because the minute that you single out one country in the entire world. When you read any of their reports on other countries, you know, somebody wrote on Twitter, it sounds like a review for a vegan restaurant. You know, they have like 10 lines on Qatar. They have 20 lines on Syria. It's a joke. Syria is a country that has killed 500,000 of its own people, gassed its own people, has caused 4 million refugees from their country. And there's not a word on that. And Israel, the only country in the Middle East where Arabs can actually vote, is the country that they choose to single out. And to me, that only spells one thing, and that is the targeted discrimination and anti-Semitism against the only Jewish state in the world.
Are you concerned about the fallout, Fleur?
I don't know. I think that a lot of these organizations have lost their credibility. And the question will be, if they manage to convince people to continue to expand BDS campaigns and boycott Israel. I guess the reason why they call it apartheid and they use this term so loosely is because they want that to cause the boycotts of Israel, boycotts of Jews, which is something that we know from dark times of the Holocaust. And so that is their aim. This is why they call it apartheid. And as long as countries do not fall into this trap of anti-Semitism, then the actual effect of what they've done is negligible. And so I hope that people do understand that this is anti-Semitism and this is discriminatory, and that they will not fall in line with anti-Semites and boycott Israel.
Flo, with your insight into Israelis being one, living there and understanding the mentality, do you think a report like this will push Israelis to the left or the right, or do you think they just wouldn't give a damn either way?
You know, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but Israelis have gotten used to terrible, terrible press, you know, against Israel. And so most people just don't even care anymore. We just get on with our lives. You know, I spend my week this week going and visiting Arab schools in East Jerusalem and trying to figure out how to bring them forward and bring them technological capacities and bring equal opportunities in jobs. That's what people like me spend our days doing. And there's many people like me fighting for equal opportunity. There are equal rights in this country. And just like we fight for equal opportunity for Ethiopian Israelis, and just like I fight for equal opportunity for immigrants, I also fight for equal opportunity for Arab communities when there are poorer or they have less access to the different opportunities. And that's what I do. And so for people like me, I just get on with trying to do the best that I can for all the citizens and all the residents of my country.
Got a last question for you. Just Israel has got quite a fascinating coalition at the moment. It includes pretty much everybody, and Islamist holds the balance of power. How does somebody like Abbas relate to a report like this? What have been the pronouncements by Ram on a report like this?
Well, they're not going to say anything. I doubt they would say anything. All I can tell you is that many of my Palestinian friends, if you ask them that question, they would say absolutely not. Israel is nowhere near what is being described here. We have a complex political situation. Nobody denies that. We have a lot of conflict, unfortunately. We have a complicated history, but this is not in any way, shape or form apartheid.
Fleur Hassan Nachum, Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem, in charge of Foreign Relations and Economic Development, Todarabalach. We really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.